Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Week 17 in the NFL. When you get to the frozen tundras of Soldier Field and Heinz Field and wherever else they'll be playing football in the cold besides, you know, Arizona and shit, it gets real rough and rugged. And intensity intensifies. Players play with a little bit more edge. And so will the Chicago Bears. Which team shows up? We don't know. For that, I want you to tune in to 70 at the Hollis this week. The guys will have the preview pod.
Oh, yeah.
But for everything else, week 17, it's
you have come
your
to
boys.
The right spot.
It's your boys, Pierce and Scott. Joe says he is, what's the
podcast
term in the NBA?
Fatigue.
What's the term?
Oh, he's low manager.
He's low manager.
Low manager.
For the playoffs.
He's low manager for that stretch run.
He'll be back next week.
I texted him. I called him after because I didn't see the text initially. So I called him like, yo, did you get the text? He said, you didn't see the text I sent? And so I read it. I was like, I'm just going to keep up with the narrative that you're scared to talk about Devontae Adams. We're going to ruin it.
And he had a really great Mike Evans game to point.
Yeah, he had a good Mike Evans game.
Really
too.
Good Mike Evans game to point.
Mike Evans got like 12 touchdowns.
Yeah,
I think Devontae like 16, 17.
Something like that, which I mean like, yeah, those two might be in that conversation. They might have pushed Julio out and them two's up there.
I have to keep it G about Julio. Can I keep it G about Julio?
You think he's washed?
We've been giving this nigga a lifetime achievement award the last couple seasons.
Yeah, no, agreed. Agree.
Part
of that's injury, part of that's Matt Ryan is trash, but yeah, he's definitely on the downswing of things. I wouldn't be shocked if he pulled a Megatron and just said, hey, fuck it, I'm going to get my Calder Hall in like 7-8 years. I'm good. But anyway, fuck the Falcons. Nobody cares about the Falcons because it's week 17.
Falcons.
They don't matter in week 17. We're going to talk about the games and the teams that matter in week 17.
I have a
17.
Question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Are you shocked the Bears are here mattering in week 17?
Very. I didn't expect them to matter after the Detroit game. I thought they were dead in the water. I thought firings should have happened. I thought firings should have happened after the Texans game. It's just you were able to prolong things, and now here we are, week 17, against the hated divisional rival Green Bay Packers, and Aaron Rodgers not only has something to play for a bye, but he's also playing for MVP, which will put him in a pantheon that is limited to a very small number of guys in the league. Like, if you don't think this scares the shit out of me, or if this doesn't scare the shit out of you in some form or fashion, I feel like you're capping. But the point is, we're here. So what else are we going to do?
I definitely have nerves. I've got, you know, I feel like this is the first Packers-Bears game that matters for both teams on this level since 4th and 8. I mean, of course, 2018, we clinched the division against Green Bay. But Green Bay pretty much already mailed it in at the time. Their season was over. This is the first time where it means something for both teams this late in the season since 2013, 4th and 8. And I just said, we just got to beat them one time. Let's just beat these guys one motherfucking time. I'm tired of losing to them. I'm tired.
Tired of losing to Aaron Rodgers, tired of losing to Packers. Try to break the cycle of the Packers being your daddies. Like, let's call it what it is. Shots to my man's Pedro. The Bears got
tipped their hats. I don't want to tweet the Pedro video out.
Bears got tipped their hats and call Aaron Rodgers their daddy. And this is where you break the cycle, and then, hey, maybe you find yourself holding up a trophy at the end of it. All because the NFC's trash. Like, it's wide open if you can just somehow knock off the Packers and stop this. But I don't want to waste time from the other games. You guys will cover week 17, game 16, the first playoff game for the Bears unofficially. Let's talk about the game that is going to matter most in attachment to Bears-Packers, and that is the Cardinals against the Rams. I believe that is in Arizona. No, it's in L.A.
It's in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. At the Cardinals win.
At the gentrification centers, I like to call it.
Yeah, somebody was like,
gentrification field.
Yeah, I had a Chargers fan tell me the other day, I was like, yeah, why would you want to go to Inglewood for a game? And I was like, yeah, why would I want to go to Inglewood for a Charger game? But anyway, Cardinals, if they lose, no matter what, the Bears will automatically clinch. If the Cardinals win, then they absolutely have to win in order to get in. And that could be a scenario where if both the Bears and Cardinals win, the Bears are the sixth seed, and they're likely playing either New Orleans or probably Seattle, if Seattle wins and New Orleans wins as expected. But this is going to be an interesting game. This is going to be a very interesting game because it's likely that neither Jared Goff or Kyler Murray will be starting on Sunday. This is going to be the most topsy-turvy-ass game to be watching on the side of Bears-Packers. And I might have just as much nerves for that game as I do for Bears-Packers.
I got the two TV set up. We're going to have Bears-Packers on the 55. We're going to have Rams-Cardinals on the 42. I'm ready to go.
So we got Chris Strieveler, who I believe is starting for, I want to say, Arizona. I'm trying to pull up who's the guy from L.A. I don't know. This is going to be just stupid weird. Anyway, none of these dudes have thrown a single pass.
Yeah.
In an NFL regular season game before. So this is going to be the ugly bowl. Like, DeSean Hopkins and Cooper Kupp alike are going to be throwing Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs like tantrums in the back of the end zone if they even get that far. We're going to see a lot of they better hope that the run game is on point.
It's really going to be a battle of play callers too. Like, we're really going to see
who do you trust more, McVay or
Shanahan? I'm thinking about Shanahan. I don't know why. Probably because
I like that you bring up that point because this is what Cliff Kingsbury earns his money. This is is where you shed the whole you were a college coach and never won anything in college. Why are you here? If you can outwit Sean McVay to get yourself a playoff spot, lock up a playoff spot, you shed that in my eyes.
I'm going to say Sean McVay. I'm going to say Sean McVay because I think he's going to keep it simple. I think he's going to keep it simple and, run the football, simple pass plays, and then have the defense win the football game. We're basically going to see what we've seen as Bears fans all the fucking time. So I think he's going to be creative with that. And I got to give it to Cliff Kingsbury. He's been better coach than I expected when he was hired originally. But I think the Rams are going to take this one, man. I think the Rams have a lot more to lose.
Not only are we praying for it, like...
Yeah, besides the fact that we playing for, just my football knowledge is telling me the Rams are a better football team. Maybe them having a quarterback who hasn't thrown one might be, they ain't got no film on them. So we're going to see. It's going to be a real type of chess game. But I trust Aaron Donald in that Los Angeles Rams defense, man.
I need Aaron Donald to have like 5 sacks. You know what? Wouldn't it be wild if Leonard Floyd clinches the Bears a playoff spot?
I mean, shit. He needs to do something for us, goddamn it.
That'd be crazy. That'd be fucking wild.
Might as fucking well.
Leonard Floyd, it's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're our only hope. You're not our only hope, but you want
to. He only played well against the Packers. I'm going to put him body slamming the shit out of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, hell yeah. The Packers this week. Like, you better act like you on our sideline or you on that sideline, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the other matchups going on in the late window. Mostly it's NFC games that pertain to the wild card or the top seed. Now, the Packers are playing for the top seed. That's why you're going to be seeing Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Rashawn Gary's kind of trash, Amos. You're going to be seeing their top guys because they got something to play for. Also got something to play for is the Saints and the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Saints are currently a 2 seed. If the Packers lose and the Saints win, they will clinch the 2 seed. But if the Saints lose and the Packers lose, Seattle beats the 49ers. Seattle will be the 1 seed in the NFC. Like I said, Seattle is on the road in Santa Clara playing the Niners. They have nothing to play for. Absolutely. But they did play very well the other week. Shout out to George Kittle. And who was the other team I said? The fucking Saints. Saints are taking on the Falcons. The Panthers. And the Panthers also are terrible. And have been terrible for weeks. They had a fluky-ass win against Washington on Sunday that nobody's seen coming. But besides that, they're a 5-10 team. You're in Carolina. You know, these are seemingly two teams that should lock it up, really.
Yeah, I agree with that one, man. I just, you know, that's why we're really going to see what Green Bay is coming with, because as we all know, the second seed this year doesn't get a fucking bye. They will be playing a wild card game. So we're really going to see the best of Aaron Rodgers.
And just a point to that, man, like Sunday is a testament to why they want to get that home field. You get that bye locked up for the championship round if you got it, because that means people got to come to Green Bay, northern Wisconsin.
Freezing. And that's the only real home field advantage right now.
It is. I mean, obviously the Bears wouldn't have home field, but
I mean, Chiefs got a fake
home field. The Chiefs got a fake home field because they do got fans, and like I don't care if it's 2,000 or 20,000 or 60,000. Arrowhead gets loud. Them motherfuckers are loud as shit. So like they got like a little. They gonna be fine, but you know. On the Packers side, to have people or have players come into that piercing cold and have to play in negative 20 degree wind chills is not going to be fun. It ain't worked out for them the last couple times they had home field. They got knocked off by the Giants both times in some wild scenarios. But with the NFC as lame as it is this year, this is a year where, you know,
anybody can come out.
If you Green Bay, and like, of course, I'm not trying to like make it a point that like, hey, Green Bay should go out and kick the Bears' ass. But you know, it matters to them. It's gonna matter.
I kind of feel with Green Bay champion
again.
With Green Bay, it's kind of like, if not now, then when? Your last championship was 10 years ago. The last NFC, I mean, they made the NFC championship game last year and got fucking washed.
Damn,
they've lost the last, what, 2 or 3 NFC championship games they've been in. So it's
Aaron
like
Rodgers, I think, is one. If he's not 1-4, it's 1-3.
Yeah, he has an under 500 record in the NFC championship.
He's only won one NFC championship game in like five tries. And like to think about that with like, you know, as great as he's been for the last 10 years, it's wild. So yeah, if you don't do it now when the NFC is garbage, you know, he's only going to be there for another year or two until they, you know, move on to Jordan Love.
I have a hot take.
Go ahead.
I think this will be Aaron Rodgers' last year as a Packer, regardless of what happens.
I hope so.
I think, especially if they lose. If they lose this year and they don't win a championship, which they're not, because dread it, run from it, Patrick Mahomes still arrives. I think he's done. I think one way or another, he's going to leave. And that would be great for us. And that's what I always talk about when I talk about the Bears.
You say he's done.
Not retiring. Okay. He's done with the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
I do not think there's any love lost between him and their front office.
No. And I think he knows that over in San Francisco, they're going to get rid of Garoppolo very, very soon. And, hey, that's somewhere that he should have ended up 15, 16 years.
Or if you want real revenge.
I mean, yeah, of course. Like,
you know what you must do.
You know, go to the.
You know what you. Wouldn't it be awesome for the first time? Yes, it would be
awesome to see the Chicago Bears have a quarterback.
Hold on, I got to paint the picture. Wouldn't it be awesome for the first time fans are allowed in Soldier Field after 2 years? Aaron Rodgers is under center. I'm in tears in front of folks now. Imagine you going to, you know, going to the little bar area over there. You getting your beer. It's nice little September weather. You know what I'm saying? And you going to get your little 12 jersey from the Bears team shop. Imagine that.
All of a sudden, you look at the center and
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Yeah, exactly. If you want revenge, do like Brett Favre did. Come here.
Come to death, bro.
That's after we kick your ass this week.
Yes, after we kick your ass this week. Anyway, they'll have a lot to fight for. Saints, obviously, I don't trust Breeze in them ribs, but god damn, I think there's a lot of niggas that owe Alvin Kamara some money right now.
Oh, man, six touchdowns.
For locking up all them fantasy championships. Six touchdowns is crazy. I don't even, did Walter never have six touchdowns? That's wild to me.
I think that's not, it's got to be NFL record, ain't it?
They said it's the first time anyone's had six touchdowns since like 1930s. It was like the Chicago Cardinals was the last time anybody had six touchdowns. So, or rushing touchdowns. Like maybe they had six, you know, kick return, whatever. Like I think Sayers did six, but it was a mixture of rushing touchdowns and return touchdowns. So, like, that's crazy. The Saints are a team that needs to pull out the Peyton Manning special. Yes. And that's, you let Drew Brees pass if you have to. You hand that ball off as much as possible to Kamara and Latavius Murray. Your line dominates. You rely on your run game instead of having Drew Brees try to dink and dunk your way to a championship.
I don't think that man is 100%. Let's just piggyback on what you're saying. He looked like he out there like he gasping for air. Like, you just don't break all the ribs and just be back in a couple weeks, my nigga. Especially a nigga of his age.
Yeah.
Run the fucking football. You have Alvin Kamara.
You have Alvin Kamara. You have two, you know, all-pro left tackles. You have a line that could dominate at the line of scrimmage. You'll get Michael Thomas back, and I think that's going to be a help because it's going to keep Breeze from having to make big plays down the field. And it's also going to stretch the secondary out. But rely on your workhorse. This is why, like, I've loved what the Bears have done with David Montgomery, aka light skinned
Demo. By the way, I want to take credit for the Demo. Me and my brother got to take credit for the Demo nickname. I got to take credit for that.
It's like claiming creating the KD nickname.
Okay, I'm going to claim it like what's her face? Paris Hilton claimed hot.
Hey man. Look, hey, it's not a lie if you believe it.
If you believe it. Nobody was calling it. I saw D-Mont. I see a couple of them shits. Now I see it on the actual player's Instagram, D-Mo. Thanks, 79th and Hallis, for giving y'all that nickname. It's kind of like when everybody used El Mago, when my man Gino came up with El Mago. Now you see that shit in fucking MLB commercials and shit. Pay the guys.
They got a whole fucking jersey for it.
Yeah, pay the guys.
Pay the man. For real, though. I'm sorry, how do we get an idea? Yeah, it's like that, man. It's, you know, you guys relying on your workhorse, your running back, to leave your offense and to push the game. Maybe you don't do it in the beginning of the year, and it's kind of, you know, it creates that imbalance. But you pull them out now. This is the time where we pull them out now. If you have an inadequate quarterback like Breeze is right now, and if Kamara is as hot as he's been, he's lightning quick, he's powerful. Latavius Murray ain't no slouch either, so he's somebody that's going to get those carries when Kamara needs a breather. Rely on your running game if you're New Orleans. Hey, who's the third team? 13, the Seahawks. I don't even know what to think of the Seahawks. So be honest,
the Seahawks are such an underwhelming team, and they were originally my Super Bowl pick on our 2-minute drill season preview when we had the homie Chops on. But they just
that game against the Rams was just
ugly. It's ugly. Like, not even their offense is clicking anymore. This is an ugly fucking game. At least first it was like they got offense, they just can't stop a nosebleed. The offense ain't even looking good right now. Nah. And my man Russ is going to get back, going back to not get another fucking MVP vote. They're not giving him a vote.
Hell no. I guess third or fourth. I guess they vote by top 10. So, like, maybe he gets a lower 10 vote. But, like, yeah. You know, there was a one point where it was a lot at the midway point. It kind of felt like, you know, Russ was leading the pack. And then all of a sudden it just flips and, you know, it's crazy that the team is still in position to get the top seed because you look at them and you're just like, you guys are not good enough to be a 11-5, 12-4 team.
They are. When I look pretender in the mirror,
see the Seattle Seahawks, even more so than Pittsburgh. We'll get to the AFC in a bit.
Oh, we'll get to them niggas.
I think those are the main implications. Oh, sorry. I forgot about the gift that keeps on giving. Sunday Night Football on NBC. But it's a twofer. It's a twofer. Because somehow it's a three-way tie for the NFC East lead. We're going to start with the game beforehand.
Okay.
We're going to start at MetLife Stadium, New York City. Where the 6-9 Dallas Cowboys, Andy Dalton, the ginger giant leading the Cowboys back to the 6-9, the red rifle, got a shot at taking him to the playoffs. But he has to go into MetLife and stop the possibility of a 6-10 NFC East champion New York Giants season from happening. We've made it all the way. I didn't think we made it all the way here. I thought them niggas would be like 3-13, and it would just be a gag. They were 9. I think they were 9-5, or 5-10 or some shit. And they still had a, and they still are fucking around with the opportunity to finish 6-10. It's wild.
I know Daniel Dimes broke my man.
That nigga's trash.
I know spirit.
That nigga's trash.
He doesn't even spell his name anymore on Twitter.
Why wouldn't he? Like,
I mean, that was his man's at first. I know he listening to this too.
We tried to tell him. We
tried to warn y'all niggas. Never trust quarterbacks from basketball schools.
We tried to tell him just like it was Trubisky 2.0 coming, but like he seemed so happy. I didn't want to, you know.
Didn't want to kill the joy.
I didn't want to kill the joy. I really didn't. But hey, it's cool because your alternative was Dwayne Haskins. I just want
to
say,
because I know he listens to this, fuck Giants fans, Joy. Y'all niggas got two championships.
Exactly. Like, yo, you've seen four championships.
Y'all don't know about him.
He's seen four championships in his lifetime. He's straight.
Y'all don't know about him.
Y'all don't know how we feel. But the alternative to Daniel Jones would have been Dwayne Haskins. So, ugly versus uglier.
Which we're definitely going to get to later.
Yeah, because I want to talk about the nigga Booger.
Oh my god,
the booger of society. But yeah, the Cowboys take on the Giants in the early window. The winner of that game is waiting for Sunday Night Football. And if the Eagles knock off the Washington football team, the artist formerly known as the Racial Slurs,
I like that.
The team who wins that earlier game moves on. If Washington wins, Washington 7-9, and they'll host a playoff. They'll host the Buccaneers in the first round. Who wins the NFC East? You're probably sticking with your Washington prediction.
I'm sticking with my Washington football team prediction. Alex Smith.
He's not starting. Boy, he's starting.
It doesn't matter. He fought through it.
Taylor Heineke.
Whoever the fuck. Chase Young. My man, Riverboat Run. I'm rolling with the Washington.
Terry McLaurin is going to have 1,100 receiving yards.
Scary
only three
Terry.
Touchdowns. I mean, the Terry that's actually scary, not that other.
Yes.
Thing. Although that nigga did dunk on KD, and I was like out of nowhere. Shout out to Rozier for your career highlight. This is going to be such an ugly Sunday Night Football game. I'm going to be so invested. I would love to, I mean, obviously, because I want to see 6-10 Giants happen, but I would also just love to see Jalen Hurts come in and spoil Washington's fun.
If it has to. That would be perfect entertainment.
Like, it's the NFC East. The NFC East is built for drama and is built for fucking over each other's chances. The Eagles know that, you know, hey, it's going to be a while before the Eagles are back contending for Super Bowls again. Washington is a team that appears up and up, but like, let's be real, they're smelly and you know their head coach, Ron Rivera's had a great year this year, but we know how Ron Rivera gets in moments that matter. And this might be a time where it comes down to a crucial moment, and Ron Rivera got to make a call, and it don't go their way. I'm banking on it.
I think all things on the table for any type of season-ending NFC East game.
Hold on. What if this happens? What if something happens to Jalen Hurts? And you know who comes in and saves the day?
Carson Wentz.
Hey, you got to put on an audition for teams to try to trade for him. Or, hey, you got to put on an audition for next year. Because, like, that's an untradeable contract, at least for that first year. So he's still playing to try to get some playing time next year. Like, it's a lot of shit that goes into these two games. It's wild that the NFC East is this entertaining in Week 17. It's garbage as it
is. Are we that shocked, though? It's always entertaining, no matter how garbage
the football is. But this is a different level of
it's NFC a different East level terrible. Of suck.
We've never but seen them suck great. This worse.
This is true.
All teams have 6 wins or less going into Week 16, and they all had a chance to go in the playoffs.
I have no comment for that. You are 100% correct.
That's not happening to any division, really. Like, I only think when the fucking the Seahawks battled the Rams on Sunday night, and they were both trying to go 7-9 to win the West. I don't even think the West was as garbage as the East is right now. It's insane. So that's the NFC picture as it stands. The Bucks game doesn't matter. They're locked into the fifth seed. They're just gonna play whoever wins the NFC East. Let's go to the AFC. No one's worried about the Chiefs. They've got the top seed locked up. The question is, will we see Pat Mahomes? He's gunning for an MVP opposite Aaron Rodgers, so we could see him play a little bit. But I mean, nobody cares. I guess for the Chargers, it's more about, can we get this 7th win before we ship off Anthony Lynn? We're not going to talk about that game because it doesn't matter. But there are 2 AFC games. Actually, there's 4, but we're also not going to talk about Raiders-Broncos. There's 2 AFC games in that late afternoon window that matter, and it's going to decide not only the AFC South, but possibly who gets into the playoffs. We're just going to stick on who will win the AFC South for now. We'll worry about the wild card in just a second. The Titans are in Houston to take on the 4-11 Texans. They obviously don't even have a draft pick to play for. So this is really all just about pride for them. And then the Colts, they got to be.
What seed are the Titans?
Titans right now, I believe, would be the fourth seed.
They would be
the fourth seed because Pittsburgh's 3, Buffalo's 2. Gotcha. But the Titans, if they win in Houston, they will be AFC South champions. They absolutely need to win because the Colts are hosting the Jaguars. The Jaguars don't need to lose. They already got the top seed wrapped up. So they could presumably play, but I don't expect the Colts to lose.
I mean, the Colts got to win to get in.
Yeah, they have to win to get in, but we'll talk about the wild card in a second.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the wild cards, but they do need to win to even have a shot to get in the playoffs.
I'm going to say the Colts.
You think the Texans pull the upset?
No, you said the Texans play the Colts, right?
No, the Titans play the Texans, the Colts host the Jaguars.
Okay, well, yeah, so Colts will beat the Jaguars.
Who wins the division was my question.
Oh. Titans.
The Titans get the dub and pull it out.
Yeah, Titans. I'm rolling with them. Tannehill. Tanner Goat is my guy.
All right. In the AFC wild card, how it stands at this moment.
Browns fans, are you panicking?
Yeah, I know Browns fans right now that's panicking. All we got to say is we tried to warn you for the last few weeks, but you waited until now, and now you are here, and a playoff spot is on the line, and you will have to rely on Cody Parkey to make field goals and extra points for you. It's not going to go well. But listen to me now. Believe me later on. Let's go over the AFC. God, I got to switch to a whole new fucking app because this thing's killing me. As it stands right now, the Dolphins are the 5 seed. the Cleveland, the Baltimore Ravens are the 6th seed. The Cleveland Browns are the 7th seed. The Indianapolis Colts will miss the playoffs.
Look, man, look. Flores got to stop tripping. Why the fuck is he taking Tua out all these times? Like, that shit, I just don't understand. He's a young quarterback. You got to ride with the nigga, man.
If you ride,
Vince ain't it. I don't give a shit.
Ride, here's the thing. If you roll with him, you lose on Saturday.
You got to ride with your young guns, man. That's what I believe. You got to ride with him. You got to ride with him. He's a young quarterback. He's going to go through the ups and downs. I don't like the pulling out and putting him back in type joint. I just don't.
But my question is, at what point does you got to ride with him become cliche? Because the whole point is if you're
here. If you didn't have faith in him, you should have never started.
Hold on. If the whole point is if you're here, you got to win. And you got to win to get in the playoffs. The goal ain't to grow Tua at this point. I understand, like, you know, you want to get him his reps. Tua's bad.
But he did that like 2 weeks ago, too.
He did it against Denver and it didn't work out. Denver they didn't win out. They didn't win against Denver, so he did it this game and Fitz led him back. But maybe if they don't win, we're looking at this all in a different light. I believe that wholeheartedly. But I look at Tua, man. Raiders defense is terrible. Raiders defense is historically bad, and Tua got like 91 yards of passing off of them. He was ass. He was awful. And if you're Brian Flores, you can't sit around and worry about the growth of Tua at a point where you got to make a playoffs. You got to perform and succeed in order to keep your job, not just next year, but going forward. So, hey, if he's bad right now, you need to do what you got to do to win. Do what you got to do to win. I don't think it's going to stunt Tua. Like, Tua's growth matters more in year two than it does right now. He's bad as a rookie. He's going to be bad if they get to the playoffs. You're more worried about Tua in year two than year one. You got to make a playoffs right now.
But he did that shit before too, though. Like, it's not like this is one occurrence. That's what I'm just saying. Like, you should have known what the kid was, man. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I think that's a Dolphins thing, is they should have known who he was because they drafted him one pick above Herbert. And they knew that he was an injury.
They did?
Herbert was 6.
Damn. Okay, they did do that. You're right.
So
you're
knew he was an injury concern. You knew that he wasn't the one of the top 3 passers coming out of the draft last year. So to me, the organization should have known that he was the guy if they were going to draft him. Flores' job is to win football games. Flores' job isn't to, you know, wait along for Tua or to baby Tua along while he struggles against the Raiders. That's just how I feel about it. Like, if it was Mitch and Mitch was out there sucking and Foles came back to win that game, I'm all for it.
My whole thing is it's not the pull, because Foles went on to continue to start for like 8 weeks.
I'm just talking about in this scenario. If okay. not let's not act like that switch ever happened. Let's just say if it was week 16. Because at this point, all I'm worried is about winning the damn football game.
I mean, hey, I personally rival him about. I kind of see a point a little bit.
That's all I was saying, because there was a lot of Dolphins fans who were just angry. And I'm like, yo, you guys are going to back your way into a good spot. Come on. And y'all got a top 5 pick coming because Houston's terrible.
Oh, Houston, man, I feel bad for Houston, bro. Like, if anybody did that nigga Bill O'Brien should be arrested. Tackle. And he should be arrested for nothing, for malpractice.
God, throw him underneath the jail. Don't they do something? Don't they do like wild shit to you in Houston? Like a firing squad or something? What do they do in Texas? They do wild shit in Texas.
And I'm not mad at Deshaun. I seen people say, well, Deshaun signed a contract. I'm not mad at Deshaun. If I told my ACL twice and I got offered what he got offered, I'm taking that shit.
Instantly.
Straight up.
Instantly. But yeah, right now the Colts would be the odd team out. So even if they win, they have to get some help in order to make the playoffs or win the division. How the other teams shape up, the other teams will be playing at 10 o'clock. So by the time, the Colts game rolls around, they'll know if a win will automatically lock them into a playoff spot. I got to sift through the shitty games. The Browns host the Steelers. We know we'll see Mason Rudolph on Sunday instead of Ben Roethlisberger. It's simple for the Browns. They win and they'll make the playoffs for the first time in 18 years.
I think, first of all, I just want to say this about the Steelers. The niggas are frauds. We've been telling you on this podcast for weeks that them niggas are frauds. I'm not fooled by their little comeback against the Colts last week. Them niggas are frauds and they're going to get taken to the shit. And I don't even think they're going to have the opportunity to fight Patrick Mahomes. I believe they're going to lose to a team that we don't expect. Matter of fact, if they get to play, the Browns wouldn't be able to see them in the first round, would they?
Well, if the Browns get the sixth seed, then they'll likely see them. Okay. But as it stands right now, the Ravens would be the sixth seed. If we got to see Steelers, okay, Ravens in the playoffs, I know the Steelers won their first two games. Second game, we didn't get to see Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram because them boys had COVID. And they still held up with the Steelers. I think it was only like a 5-point game. So, if you got Steelers Ravens in the playoffs, I probably side with the Ravens. Even though we know what Lamar is in the playoffs,
I'm taking the Ravens. Actually, I don't know, bro, because you know how I feel about Lamar in the playoffs, bro.
I know. By the way, speaking of the Ravens, they are in Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Bengals are fucking up draft positioning, but that's another story. The Ravens should roll over the Bengals realistically. And they'll lock up a playoff spot. I don't know why we should worry. We really should worry about this game. Like, it's week 17. I think historically we've seen enough weird shit to happen in week 17 and not overlook the Bengals possibly beating the Ravens and keeping them out of playoffs.
Yeah, it's week 17 is when all the wild shit happens, because you got teams on there who just like, fuck it, we just gonna send y'all niggas home. We ain't got nothing to play for. So at least this would be something we get out of this season. And if you're a division rival, like the Bengals and the Ravens, what more would you want? To send an MVP and the guys who had the number one record in football a year ago home in the first round. I mean, not first round, before they even get a chance to go to the playoffs.
Right. Right. And a team that was struggling their ass off. If you the Bengals, like, you know, hey, maybe not this year, maybe not even next year, you're going to be competing. But once Joe Burrow gets back 2022, then you know, those guys that are going to be there in 2022, the dudes that already know that they got something to look forward to, they're in the Bengals long term, you know, they're going to come out and try to fight. I just don't see the Baltimore Ravens losing this damn game. You too good.
I don't either.
You too good.
I don't either. I don't either. They're on a little roll right now.
This isn't the same team that we saw a couple weeks ago, and we were wondering, wow, you know, will they finish over 500? Like, nah, like, you know, I think we've seen a fire come under Lamar. You know, he's never going to be the dude that you could rely on as a passer, but he's moving that offense, and you move the offense however Lamar works. Harbaugh's not gonna change that. That defense is smelly. They're not good.
Defense is definitely not what they used to be.
I'm talking about the Bengals. I'm not talking about the Ravens. Yeah, the defense ain't what they used to be. I don't even know what to think of Marcus Peters has been good this year, but everyone else has been.
Marcus Peters also been getting cooked this year.
Yeah, that's why I don't know how to really like feel, because yeah, he's been getting cooked, but he gets picks. So like,
that's honestly what you get from corners. Like, everybody, yeah, it evens out. He's still somebody who I want on my team.
He was on the Chiefs, wasn't he?
He said, you know what I'm saying? We got the home girl, and he was with the other home girl. When he be talking about Jarvis and Odell, dog, he be killing me.
Marcus Peters is wonderful. I love Marcus Peters. Imagine he was still on the Chiefs, man.
That's
nasty.
Yeah.
The Dolphins are taking on the Buffalo Bills. This is going to be an interesting game for Miami, because Buffalo might keep their starters playing just to get the 2 seed. The 2 seed would lock up home field in the second round. So it might be an important game for Buffalo, because that would be a team having to go to Buffalo.
Hold on, can I say something about Buffalo real quick?
Go ahead.
Buffalo, y'all did what y'all fuck was supposed to do last night.
They really did.
Somebody was saying all year, y'all got to beat the shit out of the Patriots to send a message that this is all blocked now. Congratulations.
Party's over, Grandpa. Oh, I mean, it's on a Belichick. Party's over, Grandpa.
Congratulations.
Over, Grandpa. Do you believe in Josh Allen now?
No. I don't. I believe in Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
I don't believe in Josh Allen.
Fair.
He can shut me up, though. He have a good postseason, I'll shut the fuck up. But can you do it in January?
Very fair. I'm not going to sit around and argue with that. But I think the Bills are the biggest threat to Kansas City in the league. If I had to find a team that could be a threat to the Kansas City Chiefs, it's Buffalo. Do I think they win in the AFC Championship game? No. But you take your chances in a one game playoff scenario, and they've shown that offensively they can hang. The secondary gives me a little bit of scare after Shadarius White, but offensively they can move. And yeah. But they've won 8 in a row, and the only game that they've lost since October was the Hail Mary.
Oh. Kyle, imagine how different the Bills. There's so many moments we can look back to the Bills could already clinched. So I'm not gonna go down that road again.
Mm-hmm.
We should have fucking beat Detroit. But anyway,
I know. I do this every damn year with the Bills. You know, if they would just did this differently.
Yeah,
it's always they got to do this differently.
It's always something,
and it adds up. This is what I always say with the Bears. It always adds up. Anyway, do you think the Bills keep some guys in? Do you think they play the whole game? Do you think they try to keep Miami out of the playoffs?
I think they'll play the whole game. I think unless you're the number one seed, don't tempt fate. Just play your guys. Because I feel like you don't want to risk Rust. You know what I'm saying? With a situation like that. Just play them. So I do think they'll play. I don't think they're going to rest anybody.
Yeah, I think this is going to be another horrible game for Tua, too. I wouldn't be shocked if you see Fitzgerald in here also.
If we gonna do that, just start Fitzpatrick, man.
Like, I honestly think you should start Fitzpatrick.
Cut the bullshit.
Tua's never played in January in Buffalo, and Fitzpatrick has. So, you know, the fact that they named Tua the starter, like, that's the thing that I think is more detrimental to Tua, is the going back to him.
That's what my point was. That's what I was trying to say. If you're going to stick with somebody, stick with them. Don't do the two quarterbacks thing. That's all I was saying.
Sure, it's not like I would say it's not like he's not used to it. He did. Oh, it's not like Hurts ain't used to it. And both him and Hurts are in the same fucking scenario in their own little teams, trying to manage the two quarterback system. It's funny. So yeah, ultimately, you got three spots in the AFC. For a wild card, you already said the Titans are going to be AFC South champions. So that leaves the Dolphins, Ravens, Browns, and Colts to get three of those wild card spots. Dolphins, who are your Ravens, AFC Brown, wild card teams? I'm not going to worry about seeding because, like, that's a whole mind fuck that I don't feel like getting into.
So the Dolphins just got to win and they get in. The Dolphins don't need no help, right?
Dolphins win, they get in, yes.
Okay. Act of God would have to happen for the Colts to get in. So I'm going to say Steelers get in.
Steelers are already in. They won.
Not Steelers. I mean Browns. Browns get in and the Dolphins get in. I think the Ravens barely miss.
You think the Colts make it over the Ravens?
Oh, I forgot it's three. Okay, no. Well, the Ravens. The Ravens over the Colts. I'll be forgetting it's three wild cards.
Okay.
So,
I'm trying to look up the wild
Cleveland,
card.
Cleveland, Baltimore.
Here we go. We already talked about the Titans. Titans clinch the division with the win. Dolphins clinch with the win. Really, Dolphins, Ravens, Browns, if they clinch, they get in. Cleveland could use an Indianapolis loss or a Tennessee loss. Plus Baltimore, Indian. It's a lot of fucking scenarios. I'm not going to go through this shit.
Scenarios.
Yeah. Go listen to A Tribe Called Quest. It's a great fucking song.
Yeah. Google that shit. If you're a fan of one of them teams, Google it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Really don't give a fuck. Who wins the MVP?
I hate to say that shit, man. Aaron Rodgers going to win that shit, man. If you look at the numbers, and Patrick Mahomes, standards, his last couple games been kind of mid.
He is
14-1. I don't know how much record plays in the voting with the NFL, like the NBA. I think they're going to give it to Rodgers. Because it's been so long since he's won. his team might be number one seed. Let's hope they're not. I'm gonna go with 12. I hate to say it, but I'm gonna go with 12.
And you know what, Mahomes, if he's gonna get three, he's got a lot of time to get three.
Yeah, exactly. And Mahomes just won last. No, and one he won 2 years ago. I'm just saying.
He's got one.
Yeah, exactly. You might give him a little lifetime achievement.
Like, yeah, he, you know, here you go, old man. Before you ride off into the sunset with the San Francisco 49ers, like, you know. I can't wait for that motherfucker to leave. I'm going to throw a fucking party down Green Bay. I'm going to drive in Green Bay, put the little cans on the back of my car.
Lightning don't strike three times, niggas.
Play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Lightning does not strike three times. You niggas about to be fucked.
2010, 2013, and now? Yeah.
I'm talking about as far as I'm having a new quarterback after Rodgers is gone.
Oh, I thought you meant Aaron Rodgers.
As far as they had the last 30 years with Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Lightning don't strike three times.
Okay, but let's say that also. Lightning doesn't strike three times for Aaron Rodgers and the Bears season at Soldier Field. You did it in 2010. You did it in 2013.
And all those games were excruciating endings.
Painful. Like that's why I understand why people have PTSD over.
I still see BJ Raji in the end zone, just
doing the fucking.
Yeah, let's move on.
I still see Julius Peppers not picking up that fucking fumble.
Oh my fucking god!
It was an inside job.
It was inside job. That son of a bitch went there the next fucking year.
Fucking asshole. Yeah, man, that's a week 17. We're not going to go over the games like Vikings, Lions. Who gives a fuck about Vikings, Lions? Your last thought about week 17 before we sign off and
it's going to be a playoff. It's going to be the most interesting week in sports in the COVID era. And I've said multiple times that the COVID era of sports sucks. Especially basketball. Basketball is really, really fucking bad right now. Not only just a presentation, but it's been mad fucking blowouts. It's been trash.
It's been garbage. Mad blowouts by teams that shouldn't be blowing out other teams.
And I'm not saying NFL has been great this year, because it happened. I've dozed off on a lot of games. Shit, I didn't even watch. I watched one quarter of that Cardinal Niner game last week. I've dozed off a lot of them. It hasn't been bad. It hasn't been good. But
I mean, but you also didn't want to watch C.J. Beathard at quarterback, so I get you.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So, but I think this week is going to be crazy. I think we're going to have a lot of wild endings. Like, I can see the Bears losing to Green Bay and we still get in.
That'd be like, Bears.
That would be peak Bears. So, and all I'm going to say for week 17 is buckle up.
Buckle up. Try to be responsible on Sunday. I'm probably not going to get too sauced up because I know the anger will be fueling in my body the first time that Matt Nagy calls a jet sweep when he shouldn't call a jet sweep to a tight end.
Well, let's just hope that he's not in lasers on a headset.
Let's pray. Let's pray to God.
Pray to God.
You can follow me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Scott is at Barbchair Scott. At BarbchairNet on Twitter, Facebook.com/BarbchairDigital. That's also the Instagram. Subscribe to the Patreon. Got new summer sessions up. These guys are going to preview the Packer game. Hopefully, they'll be continuing on to the playoffs. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what else to talk about. New Ruthless Aggression coming up this week. We're going to remember the life of Brody Lee and then talk about some wrestling. I think we got New Year's Revolution coming up. Elimination Chamber. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Yeah, I don't know what else. I don't know what else to talk about. I don't know what else to do.
We might have a safe New Year's Eve. Stay y'all motherfucking asses in the house.
That too. Please be safe for New Year's and don't go outside or get anybody else sick. Yeah, we're gonna head on out of here because I have to anticipate my PlayStation coming in a few days. I'm very excited.
I have a bottle of wine that I'm gonna drink.
Oh, God, I gotta get the Terramana. I got two bottles of eggnog.
Yeah, you gotta get the people's tequila.
Yeah, I got two bottles of eggnog to finish before I even get to that. So,
yeah,
we'll get to that. Anyway, enjoy your new year. Go Bears. We will see you again to talk about week 18, wild card week,
the wild card edition
of the NFL season.
Yes, sir.
The 2-minute drill. We'll see you guys next week.